The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Pei Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Pei Amid Beis. More halachas regarding Hasoicheres HaUmnin. Zok the Mishnah. Kol HaUmnin Shomrei Socherhen. Somebody gives something to an Umnin, he's getting paid to do a job. The Umnin is treated in halacha like a Shomer Pekadin. What kind of Shomer? A Shomer Socher. And at first glance, the reason he's treated as a Shomer Socher is because being that he's getting paid to do the job, there's some compensation that he's getting. That, by definition, makes him into a Shomer Socher. We're going to see in the Gemara that it's really not so poshut, because a traditional Shomer Socher is someone that gets paid to watch the Pekadin. This Umin is not getting paid to watch the Pekadin. He's getting paid to do a job. So it's true there's consideration that's trading hands and going in his direction, but it's not directly related to the Shmirah. Still, the time of the Mishnah holds that an Umin, being that there is consideration, albeit not for the Shmirah itself, is treated in halacha as a Shomer Socher. He'd be chayv gnev v'aveda, etc. V'chulon, another halacha, she'amru tula shalcha. What if this Umin, who's a Shomer Socher, finished doing the job that he was hired to do, he now reaches out to the balabas and he tells him, come take your thing, v'hava mo'is. So then the halacha is, even though initially he was treated as a Shomer Socher, now that he told the owner of the chayfetz to come take his object back, he's no longer treated as a Shomer Socher, but rather he's treated as a Shomer Chinam. We're going to see a good chunk of today's daf is going to be about the diktuk haloshin of the Tana of the Mishnah. Tula Sholcha, the Umid said, come take your object, v'hava mois, and afterwards pay money. As if to say that if he would say, I'll give you your object, but first you're going to have to pay me, then the halacha is going to be different. We're going to see more about that in the Gemara. Another halacha, Shmar Leva Eshmar Lecha, Reuven and Shimon go over to each other, and he says, you watch my object, I'll watch your object. The halacha is, each one of them, when they watch the respective objects, Shem Mesachar, have a din of Shem Mesachar, because even though I'm not getting paid cash, but clearly there was an arrangement, there was a quid pro quo. I'll watch your object if you watch my object. So when Shimon watches Reuven's object, that's the schar for Reuven watching Shimon's object. As a result, he's treated like a Shem Mesachar. Another halacha regarding Shemrim, Shmarli, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, will you watch this object for me? Va'amaleh, Shimon told him, Hanach lefanai. Leave it here. So the halach is that by saying that Shomer Chinam, meaning he took upon himself Chiyuvei Shmira, however, only as a Shomer Chinam. More about that in the Gemara. Hoveyo ala mashkoin. If Reuven lends Shimon money, Reuven's the malva, Shimon's the loiva. Shimon gives Reuven a mashkin. Reuven has an obligation to watch the mashkin. He's treated as a Shomer Pekadin. What kind of Shomer? Shomer Socher. And Rashi says, why is he treated as a Shomer Socher? So there's a very short Rashi. It's because he has Schar Mitzvah. The fact that he's doing a mitzvah when he watches the Pekadin, when he watches the Mashkin, would mean that he'd have a din of an Oisik B'mitzvah. Oisik B'mitzvah's Potter Min HaMitzvah. The Schar that he gets for being Potter Min HaMitzvah, that's what makes them into a Shomer Socher. And of course, this is really Tolian HaMachlekes Rabban, Ravim, Perek HaKoynes, something that permeates a lot of the sugyas in Seyed HaNezikin, and that is regarding a Shomer Aveda. Somebody finds an Aveda, he's Chayv LaHachris, as long as he has it in his possession, he's a Shomer. The question is, he have a din of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socher? Rabbi said he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef said he has a din of a Shomer Socher. Why did Rabbi Yosef say he has a din of a Shomer Socher? Because being that a Shomer Aveda is being Mekayim a Mitzvah, he's an Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem a Mitzvah, so if an Ani would knock on his door and ask him for something, he wouldn't be obligated to give it to him. Thus, he's benefiting from not having to give the Pruta, known as Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, because it's Rabbi Yosef that said that a Shomer Aveda is treated like a Shomer Socher. So it's the same concept. Hoveo ala mashkin Shomer Socher. Just like Rabbi Yosef holds that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher, so too a Shomer Mashkin is also treated as a Shomer Socher. More about that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah says, Hovol mois Shomer Chinam. Somebody lends somebody money, even if there's a Mashkin in return, he doesn't agree with the Tanakam. He's only treated as a Shomer Chinam. He doesn't agree with this Svar of Schar Mitzvah. Hoveo Peiros, if however he loaned Peiros, Shomer Socher. And the reason if he loaned Peiros, he's treated as a Shomer Socher is because if Reuven gave Shimon payers and Shimon's going to give Reuven back money, now that's not sub. That has nothing to do with Ezeo Neshech. All the Ezeo Neshech problems were when somebody was going to get payers in return, because the payers fluctuate in value. So it could be that when you get the payers back, they're going to be worth more money than the original loan. But here, the loan was payers. The Malva got money in return. Says Rabbi Yehuda, The malva, now, if he has a mashkin, is treated as a shem zachar, because there is a benefit that he's getting from the loan, and that is that he's getting rid of his payers, which eventually are going to spoil, they're going to rot, they're perishable, and he's getting money in return. So that benefit that he has now makes him a shem zachar for watching the mashkin. More about that in the Gemara. Abishal Leimer. And finally, Rashay Adam Lahaski Mashkin Shalani. If someone loans an ani money, he takes a mashkin back in return. He's allowed to take the mashkin, rent it out, and let it earn income. Liyos Poisik Vahoylachalav. And this is the caveat. As long as any income that he's going to generate from this mashkin is going to go to deduct from the principal amount of the loan, Neshu Kamesh Vaveda is treated like a Mesh Vaveda, is actually doing the ani a very big favor. And more about that in the Gemara. Sok the Gemara. The first halacha of the Mishnah was that kolo umnim shomer sachrim, that if somebody's an umin, he's considered a shomer pekadim on the object that he was given. What kind of shomer? A shomer sachar. Why? Because he's getting paid. Being that he's getting paid, that makes him into a shomer sachar. But Zokta Gemara, the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir, which is a problem, because we know Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, the Tanya learned to the Brayse, shomer sachar, Keitz Meshal. We know there's four shomer, shomer chinam, shomer sachar, soicher, and shoyl. Rashi speaks out that shomer chinam, shomer sachar, and shoyl are all mentioned before in the Torah. So we know exactly what their halachas are. A shomer chinam is potter from Gnev Aveda, or be a Beshvua. A shomer sachar is chayvi Gnev Aveda. He's potter from Einzin, and a shoyl that's called an ashaloi is chayev even by Einzin. What about a soicher? What about a renter? It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. Thus, machlik is tanah. Remeir says k'shem rechinam. He's a shem rechinam. Yudaim a k'shem rechachar. Zok to Gemara. What's l'chur as far as a machlikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda holds that a soicher is a shem rechachar because he's benefiting from the shmir of the begadin. What's his benefit? He gets to use, somebody rents a car, so he can use the car. So, even though he's paying for it, that's true. And the hanah that he's having is not in exchange for the shmira, but at the end of the day, there's hanah, there's a benefit, there's a consideration. That makes him into a shomer zachar. Remeir argued, Remeir says you're a shomer chinam, because Remeir holds a lumdus that the only time a shomer pekadin is treated like a shomer zachar is with the schar that he's getting is directly a quid pro quo for the shmira. But any agav schar that you're getting as a result of the shmira, that doesn't make you into a shomer zachar. So the Chura says the Gemara very nicely that this machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, should really be totally in the first halach in our Mishnah. Because what's the yesod of our Mishnah? Why would an umen be treated as a shomer zachar? He's not getting paid for watching, but he's having hana al yudei the shmira. So if you hold that in order to be a shomer zachar, you have to get paid for the actual shmira, then an umin should not be a shomer zachar. A soicher should also not be a shomer zachar. If you hold that it's enough that I have some hana, then an umin should be a shomer zachar. Because an umin has hana. What's the hana? He's going to get paid for doing his job. A soicher should also be a shomer zachar. What's his hana? He gets to use the object. So if our Mishnah said that kol umnin shomer zachar, it obviously holds that you don't need that the schar should be for the shmir. As a result, a soicher would also be a shomer zachar. Whose opinion is that? Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara, Leib Masi is like Rav Meir. And again, what's the problem with the Mishnah being not like Rav Meir? We'll see in the end of the sugya. The problem is Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Zok the Gemara, Thilo Temer Rav Meir. Could be the Mishnah's Rav Meir. But here, I know the Keshavah Kuli Alma. For Ogre, Leila Didei, Havi Ilavei Shomer Zachar. It could be the reason the woman is a shomer zachar. It's not because of the fact that he's going to get paid for doing the job. That's schar. In and of itself, wouldn't be enough to make him a shomer zachar. Just like the soicher's benefit that he has doesn't make him into a shomer zachar. But there's another hanot study that the soicher gets. If somebody is looking to hire an employee and he hires this particular employee, from all the employees Reuven could have picked, from all the kablonim, he picked Shimon. Shimon has hanot from that. He says, wow, I was the one that was chosen to do this very prestigious job. That hanot that he gets, that makes him into a shomer zachar. But the Gemara says, "Ihachi ibazay soicher nami." Why can't you say the same svara by a soicher? Behi hana the kashav the kuli amu meigulelu today. Havi lavei shomer zachar. He chose to rent his house to me. Nobody else to me. So that's a hanot study. It's not the hana of the actual schiros, but it's some external hana that the soicher is getting. And to the extent that we reckon with this external hana, why not say the same svara with the soicher? Elaf lo teimer ameir. That's not a good svara. But I'll tell you a different reason why the Tana of the Mishnah maybe is Ram. There. Bahahi hana the kayovle tvei purta havi ilave shomer zachar. Rashi spoke out The first Rashi, the Mishnah, should have mentioned it. Kol ha'umnin kablon. So even though when we started Perek HaSeicher, so umnin, Tosfos spoke out that umnin could be either a kablon, someone that gets paid to do the job, or a schir yoim, someone that gets paid an hourly or a daily wage. This umnin in our Mishnah is referring to kablon. And the Metzias is that when people would pay a kablon, they would sometimes overpay a little bit. So says the Gemara, it could be that the reason the umnin is a shoy mesacher, because the umin is a kablon, and the kablon gets paid a little more. There's a purta more that he gets paid than the actual rate to do this job. So it could be it's that added hana that makes him into a shoy mesacher. And a chinami, the actual money that's being paid for doing the job, maybe that doesn't make him into a shoy mesacher. But it's the extra. Filo temir ameb. Yeah, another could have a purta, the little bit extra that he gives him. Have the ilave shoy mesacher. But the Gemara says, shoy chinami. How do you know, soicher, that's not the case? Meaning, what would be the case? Milo yaskid and the kamash filo tfei purta. Meaning, if you would give the soicher a good deal, you'd charge him a little less than you charge somebody else. So you'd have the equivalent thereof of that hahi hana purta. You're going to tell me all of a sudden Rameir's going to argue and Rameir's going to hold that the soicher really has a din of a shayim asachar. If that's the case, it should have been mentioned somewhere. El azok the Gemara, that can't be the svara either. Filo temer Rameir, I'll tell you a third svara. Bahi hana the toughest lay a agreg loy boy lomei lomefik azuze have a lost shayim asachar. When somebody is a kablon, he has the owner, the chayfetz's object in his house, when the owner wants it, he's going to have to come pick it up. Meaning, the kablon doesn't go to the baal bayis to give it to him. The baal bayis comes to the kablon. And the reason is because he owes him money. So he would come to the kablon. So that hana that I have, that you're going to have to come to me to get your object back, it's that hana that makes the umin into a shoy mesacher. You don't have that svara regarding the seicher. Thus, it could be afilu temir ameir. And it's not the actual money that the umin is getting that makes him into a shoy mesacher, because that wouldn't make him a shoy mesacher, just like the schirus doesn't make the soicher into a shoy mesacher, according to Rameir. But there's some external hana, some added benefit that the umin has that the soicher doesn't have, thus the umin is treated as a shoy mesacher, not the soicher. In other words, this stam mishnah that says kalu umnin shoy mesacher hein works even according to Rameir. Iba yaseim. Alternatively, the Gemara says it could be really the mishnah's Rameir. Aye, Rameir holds that a soicher is a shoy mechinam. If a soicher is a shoy mechinam, an umin should also be shoy mechinam. Gemara says no. Okay, the machlif Rabbi Baravu of Itani. Rabbi Baravu had a different version, different girsa in the machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding soicher Itani. He held Soicher Kate Mishan Rameyo Mikushemasakhar, you have Mishamik, it's Rameyah that holds Shame Sakhar. Oh, it's Rameyah that holds Shame Sakhar, it's very good. This Tam Mishnah is Rameyah Lishitasli. Just like a Soicher is a Shame Sakhar, so too an Umin is going to be a Shame Sakhar. So it's very Gishmak when you learn the Sugyas of Shame Chinam, Shame Sakhar, there's a few real hot button topics, Gishmak is Sugyas that you can really sink your teeth into. Soicher, which is a machloikis Rameir Rav Yehuda. You have a Shomer Aveda, which is a machloikis Rav and Rav Yosef and Perek HaKoinis. Do we treat him as a Shomer Chinam? Do we treat him as a Shomer Sachar? And now you could add a third one to this list. An Umin. Is an Umin treated as a Shomer Chinam? Or is an Umin treated as a Shomer Sachar? Either way, Vaita. So the next halach in the Mishnah was, the Kulon Sha'amru Tula Shalcha. So the Tana of the Mishnah holds that an Umin is a Shomer Sachar. The Umin now reaches out to the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the object, and he tells him, take your object, tul es shalcha, v'hava ma'is, and pay me for it. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is shoy mechinam. We treat him as a shoy mechinam. And the reason we treat him as a shoy mechinam is, we'll see in the Gemara, because being that he told him, take the object now, and he's willing to give it to him, even if he doesn't pay, because that was the order of how he said it, tul es shalcha, come take the object, v'hava ma'is, I'll hold the money, I'll give you terms, it's fine, you can pay me a little bit later. That is what makes him into no longer being a Shem HaSachar, now into a Shem HaChinam, because he's willing to give him the Chefetz now. So he's not really benefiting anymore by holding the Chefetz. If, however, he would say, pay me, Hava Mois, and afterwards Tula Shalcha, then he would be Vaiter Shem HaSachar, because he's clearly saying that I'm going to hold it until you pay me. So I have a benefit by holding it, because as long as I have it in my possession, I'm holding the cards to be able to get paid. So that's a hana that I'm getting from holding it. Because I know that's going to ultimately force you to pay me, because you want your object then. Otherwise, I'm going to keep your object. So if I'm willing to give you the object even without getting paid, so what benefit do I have from holding the object? Nothing. Thus, I go from being a Shem HaSachar to a Shem HaChinam. If I would reverse it, there I would be a Shem HaSachar. The Gemara is going to discuss now, what about an in-between case? Let's see. Tan Hasam, we're going to the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is later in the Masechta. If a shoyol, who was a regular shoyol, tells the mashal, shlach, meaning two people get together, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has an object, Shimon wants to borrow it. Shimon tells Reuven, yeah, I'm willing to take upon myself the chiyuvei shmira, I'll be a shoyol. Shoyol is an undertaking. He says, lend me the chayfet, send it to me. Vishulcha, and the mashal sent it, umesa, and it died. Chayf, very big chiddush. The halacha is that even though the shoyol didn't get it yet, but if the shoyol instructed the mashal to send the chayfets to him, this shliach that brought it, when he took the chayfets, already took upon himself chiyuvei shmira on behalf of the shoyol, almost like a shliach kabbalah in gerushin. And the halacha is, if any oynus happens, it's already going to be on the cheshbon of the shoyol. The same thing is going to be true in the reverse. If the shoyol is returning the chayfets and he sends a shliach to give it back, so if the mashal sent the shliach and he said, shilcha, bring it back to me, then as soon as the shoyol gives it over to the shliach, that shliach acts as a shliach kabbalah, again, proverbially speaking, on behalf of the mashal. And the halacha is that if some oynus is going to happen, the shoyol is not going to be put. Clearly, however, it's mavur that if the shoyol would give the chayfetz to the shliach, the mashal would not say shaleach. In that case, if something would happen to it, the shoyol would be responsible. This is only true if he returned the b'teichi meishelos. Avalachi meishelos apata. Meaning this, that it's mavur, that the only time if the shoyol returns it, the halacha is he's going to be pater. If some oynus happened on the way back, is if the mashal said, send it to me, which implies that if the mashal would not have said, send it to me, and the shoyol returned it, and an oynus happened on the way, the shoyol would be responsible. That's only if it happened, toichye made the shayla. But once this mana shayla passes, if I borrowed something for a month, and I would stay 31, and I send it back, the mashal didn't ask for it back, but I sent it back because that was the arrangement. And now when oynus happened, in that case, I would be potted. That was Raf from Bar Papa's Chiddush. Masav, Rav Nachman Bar Papa's, Rav Nachman Bar Papa asked Raf from Bar Papa. V'kulon sh'amr tula sh'alcha, v'hava moy she'mechinam, has a shim in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah was mavur that as soon as the Omen, who's a shoy mesacha, finishes doing his job, if he reaches out to the Balabais and he tells him, come take your chayfetz back, the halach is, he turns into a shoy mechinam. Why does he turn into a Shoymer Chinam L'chura, what we should say is that being that why does it turn to a Shoymer Chinam? Because he said, Tula Sholcha V'Avamois, I'm willing to give you your chayfets back. You don't have to pay me for it. So it's for that reason I'm not treated as a Shoymer Chinam, as a Shoymer Sacher anymore. I'm treated as a Shoymer Chinam. Hagim Martiv, what would be if he wouldn't be so clear in his Lashon? He would just say, I'm done. I'm finished with my work. But he wouldn't say, Tula Sholcha V'Avamois. Shema Sachar, it sounds like he would be a Shema Sachar. What's the Kasha? Kasha is he finished doing the job. So if he finished doing the job, why is it different than the Shoyol, where the Yemei She'ela already passed, where the Halacha is that he's no longer treated as a Shoyol? Raphram Bar Papa said, the only time the Shoyol is responsible for what happens on the way back is if it was Toich Yemei the Shoyol. If it was La'acha Yemei the Shoyol, at that point, he's not going to be responsible anymore. If that's the case, the same thing should be true regarding a Shema Sachar. A Shema Sachar should be responsible for anything that happens while he's acting as a Shema Sachar. So in the case of an Omen, while he's doing the job, he should be responsible. Hagemartiv, once he finishes the job, at that point, he shouldn't be chayv. The Mishnah's not mashma that way. Because the Mishnah's mashma that what does the Omen have to do not to be a Shema Sachar anymore, not to be chayv anymore, b'gnei v'aveda? He has to tell the guy, come take your chayfetz. Similar to the Shoyol saying, or the Mashal saying Shalach, but if he doesn't tell him, come tell your chayfetz, in that case, he's going to still be treated as a Shema Sachar. The question is why? What's the difference, again, between the Shoyol, La'acha Yemei Shela, and the Umin after he finishes doing his job? So the Gemara says, it's really not a good diak. Meaning, it doesn't say Mefurish in the Mishnah, Hoga Martiv, Shema Sachar. What it says is, that Tula Sholcha Vava Moy Shema Chinam. And the Gemara is making a diak. It's Mashma Ha. Gemartiv shoy mesachar, but the one said, "Kobi, it's not a diyak." Maybe the way you have to medayik is ha hava mois v'tula shalcha shoy mesachar. The diyak would be in the complete opposite case. If you would say, "Bring money," and afterwards I'm going to give you your chayfetz, so there I'm clearly having a benefit from holding the chayfetz because as long as I have it, you're not getting paid. So over there you'll be treated as a shoy mesachar. But the one says, "Avol gemartiv." You mean to say, if it would be this middle case where I would just tell you it's complete shoy mechina, maybe you'd be a shoy mechina, just like Raf from our papa said regarding the shoyl. But ihachi, if that's true, then why did the Mishnah that wanted to tell me an example of where the Omin goes from being a shoy mesachar Whoa, what was the example that he gave? A case where he told him clearly, come take your chayfetz back, you don't even have to pay me. Nishme inon, tell me a bigger chiddush, gemartiv. Even if he didn't say, come take the chayfetz, he said, I'm done. V'kolshken tula sholcha, and I'll know for sure tula sholcha. So the Gemara says, really, it could be you could have said that. But tula sholcha, it's shrichalei. There's a special chiddush in tula sholcha. Because all gadai dechamina, I would have thought when you said tula sholcha, shemichinam nami lo yava, maybe not even a shemichinam, kamash molon. Meaning if the chiddush that the time of the Mishnah only wanted to say was, when you go from being a shemir sachar to not being a shemir sachar, then I would have said a bigger chiddush. Even if I didn't say tula shalcha, I just said I'm done. Once I'm done, I'm not a shemir sachar anymore. Just like when the yemei sheila passes for the shoyl, he's not a shoyl anymore. Once the woman finishes doing the job, he's not a shemir sachar anymore. But the Tana Mishnah wants to say a second chiddush. I'm not a shemir sachar, but I am a shemir chinam. That, it's already a bigger chiddush to tell me that even though I said tula shalcha, sol kedai techamina, maybe I should not be anything. Kamash Malon, that at the very least, I'm a Shomer Chinam. Ikeda Amri, some had a different version of this exchange. The same exchange, same svaris, but in a different context. That Omer Rav Nachman Papa is the one who talked first. Afana Nami Tanino, I have a raya, the Kulon Shomer Tula Shokha, Baba Moy Shomer Chinam. My love, who had in Gemart, if someone of Nachman Papa heard what Rafan Papa said, that a Shoyel, the Achi Yemei Sheel is always going to be Potter. He thought he had a raya from our Mishnah. In the first version of the Gemara, Yarakasha from our Mishnah, it's mashma only tula shalcha. You're not a shayna zalcha. Hagemartiv, you'd still be a shayna zalcha. That's a kasha. What Rabbi Bar Papa said. In the Ikeda Amri, to the contrary, he thought he had a raya. That being that it says tula shalcha v'amoy shemichinam. So you see that the omen can go from being a shayna zalcha to not being a shayna zalcha anymore. My love, who had in gemartiv, so maybe by gemartiv would be the same thing. Or said loy tula shalcha shayni, based on the svara that we just said. A third version of these svaras. Huna mar bar merema came to Ravina. Huna mar, the son of merema, was sitting in front of Ravina. Rami masis anadadi, he asked the following stira between two mishnayas. Umishani, and he gave a teretz based on everything we just said. Tanan, the kulan shomer tula shalcha v'amoy shemichina. Our mishnah said that if the umin, who's a shemisachar, says, come take your chayfetz and you don't even have to pay, you'll pay me later. He goes from being a shemisachar to a shemichina. It's mash mavuadin legemart. Even if he wouldn't say tula shalcha, that's not the punchline. But even if he would just say, I'm done, meaning you can go from being a shemisachar to so you see that you are chayiv. So again, it's the same exact svaris, albeit in a different context. Period. So we had here Rafram Bar Papa's halach that once the Yemei She'ela pass, or Reuven lend something to Shimon. Shimon is a shoyel. He borrows it for 30 days. 30 days come, the 30 days go. It's day 31. So the halacha is that if Shimon returns the chayfetz now back to Reuven, and oinus happens, Shimon's not treated as a shoyel anymore. The sheila pass, pashit, it's not kol anos shaloi. And if it's not kol anos shaloi, you're not going to be chayv in oinsim. So clearly you're going to be potter from oinsim. The question is, do you go from being a shoyel now to a shoyel mechina? Or maybe, at the very least, you're going to be a shayim asachar. Meaning, in our Mishnah, we saw this concept of an umin who's a shayim asachar going from a shayim asachar to a shayim achina. When he says, tola shalcha, bava mois, or maybe even if he says gemartiv, like the Gemara that we just learned. So he goes from shayim asachar to shayim achina. Is that the way it works by a shayil as well? He goes from being a shayil after the Yimei Sheol, now to a Shoyim Echinam. Just like the Umin went from Shoyim Ezochah to Shoyim Echinam, the Shoyim also goes from being a Shoyim to a Shoyim Echinam. Or maybe a Shoyim is different. Maybe a Shoyim, being that he had Hana, it was called Hana Shalai, even when he gets downgraded, you have to know what the Svaras are, even now that he gets downgraded from being a Shoyim to a Shoyim Ezochah. But he's not going to be a Shoyim Echinam. Omar, Amemar said, Mestabra Potter Mishoyim V'chayiv K'Shoyim Ezochah. He says, in Svara, I would argue that the Shoyim is different than the Umin. The Umin went from Shoyim Ezochah, downgraded, nowhere down to go. You become a shemichina. The shoyel goes from being a shoyel to a shoyim esachar. And the reason is hoyel v'nene mahana hava, being that he had hana, so that hana that he had from being a shoyel carries over even now. Acha, you made the sheila that at the very least we view him as a shoyim esachar. So think about that meimar v'raya from a brisa to what the amoira a meimar said. So Reuven was a chasim. And he goes over to an woman and he tells him, I want to send something to my kala. I'm just not sure that she's going to like it or my in-laws are going to like it. So I'm willing to pay for it right now. But the deal is that if they decide to return it, I want to be able to get my money back. So the halacha is, and he told him, right? Meaning if they accept it, I'll pay. Or he actually didn't pay it for it. He said, if they're willing to accept the gift, I'll pay you for it. But even if they don't accept it, he was in London, he said, I'll pay you for the toivas hanah that I'm going to get. Why does the chassan have toivas hanah? Because even if they don't accept the gift, at the very least, he looks like a generous chassan. So the manav shach, I have some benefit from it. Either I'm buying it, or at the very least, I'll pay you for the toivas hanah. What happened was, v'netzu, and something happened to this object. It was damaged, it was destroyed. So what's the halacha? Behalicha, if it was on the way there, chayev. Because we look at the chosin as being a shoymer, who's a shoyel, borrowing the chayfetz now, that's the way halacha views this, that he may potentially buy it, but in the interim period, he's looked at as a shoyel, shoyel's chayev, and it's bechazir. However, if the oynes happened on the way back, after the in-laws already told him that no, thank you, but no thank you, at that point he's going to be potter. And the reason is, mipnesha hu kenoises sachar, zok to gemara, this is a raya to amema. Because if you're going to look at this from a din Torah standpoint, from a halacha standpoint, the chasin is a shayl. Why did he borrow it? He borrowed it because he thought potentially his kala, the in-laws, are going to want it. Once they told him he didn't want it anymore, he's like, the shoyl la'achar yemei she'elo. The shoyl ya'achar yemei she'elo is no longer a shoyl. He's not going to be chayv and oitzin. However, the Braisa did say that he's a noise sachar. And a noise sachar means that at the very least he's a shoyl sachar. He'd be chayv and yemei v'avedo. So it's a mefurish of Braisa, like a meimar, that a shoyl ya'achar yemei she'elo is treated like a shoyl sachar. Another case. There was somebody that sold wine to his friend. But the friend that bought the wine, so Reuven is selling wine to Shimon. Shimon's the one that's buying the wine. He says, I don't really want it. I'm going to sell it. Meaning, I think I can sell it to somebody. He's flipping the wine. He's going to sell it to Levi. Amalei, he told him, clearly, when he bought it, I'm going to bring it to Mokum Pliny. He's buying it on consignment. He said, if I could sell it over there by Malkum Ploini, then I'll pay you for it. If not, I don't want to give it back to you. So Reuven's selling it to Shimon, but Shimon's buying it from Reuven Adaita to sell it to Levi. And he tells him clearly, if I can't sell it, I want to return it. So a lot of business is done that way. Azel says the Gemara of Leiz Dafno. He couldn't find anyone to buy it. But Hadidika also on his way back, Isnes and Oynes happened. Also, the Kamid Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman. Chayfet. Rav Nachman told him, Yechayef. Because when you took this chayfet, you treated it as a shayel. A shayel is chayfet anointed. Eisvei rabbi Rav Nachman. Netzu, bahalicha chayfet, chazor, a potter. Had a shim with this brisa that we just learned. The brisa that was a tiny kavasi da meimer. When the chasen's on his way back from his shver, and the noinus happens, he's potter. Because we said that even though he was a shayel, but he was only a shayel, because he was hoping that maybe his kala was going to like it. As soon as she said she doesn't want it anymore, he's a shoyl lacha yemei shayla. A shoyl lacha yemei shayla is a shoyl nesach. That was the raya to amemar. But at the very least, he's not a shoyl. He's not going to be chayv and oitzin anymore. So how come over here do we say that even on his way back, that was the story, Bahadi de ka'asa, on his way back, isness. So the kasha they asked Rav Nachman was, why over here is he going to be chayv and oitzin on the way back? Amalei, he told him, it's very different. Chazara dahai halichohi. When this yid goes back, it's the equivalent of the chosin going to his kala. My time, what's the reason? Svaruhu, it's a pashta svaru. Because he rase, on his way back, ilu ashkach lizvunim, ilu izavna. In his mind, he wants to sell. He doesn't care who he sells it to. So he knew that there was a chance that he'd be able to sell it, but more complaining. That's why he took it. He couldn't sell but more complaining. But on his way back, he's still looking to make a dollar. So if you find someone on the way that's willing to buy it, he'll sell it to him. So even though he's technically on the way back, but his on the way back is similar to going there because he still is vigilant. He's still trying to find someone that maybe he could sell it to. As opposed to this chassan who went to his kala on his way back, there's no one else to give it to. So being there's no one else to give it to, he's clearly on his way back. He's a shoyel la'acha yemei shelo. The person that bought the wine is not a shoyel la'acha yemei shelo on his way back. The chosin is a shoyel la'acha yemei shelo on his way back. Right. Shmor li ve'eshmo l'chos shem resacha. The Mishnah said that if Reuven and Shimon make a deal, Reuven tells Shimon, watch my chayfetz and I'll watch your chayfetz and vice versa. Each one has a din of a shoyel resacha. Why? Each one is a shoymer and they're getting something in exchange for their shmira. What are they getting? The other person is watching their chayfetz. But the Gemara says, v'amai, shmira b'baylami. Why don't we look at that as a shmira b'baylam? So we know that a shoyel who is chayef even ba'intzin could be potter as well. How could a shoyel be potter? There's two ways. Mesa machmas malacha. If something happens during the ordinary course of business, like a par died while it was working, or ba'al avima. That's a special chiddush HaTorah. It's a pasuk in the Torah that ba'al avima, if the mashal is in the house of the shayel, then he would be potter. It's mavur in this Gemara that the halacha of shmir b'baylam ba'olavimai, number one, doesn't only apply to a shayl. It's true for the other shayrim as well. And number two, it doesn't even mean that I physically have to be there. But if you're watching my chayfetz, it could be, that would be enough for it to be a ba'olavimai. So we don't have time to go into this, but I am b'rishayim, because it's mashma, that it doesn't say anywhere that they were in each other's houses. So the Gemara says, shmar li v'esh malacha, even though Reuven's in his house, and Shimon is in his house, but it should still be considered, shmir b'baylam, amra papa, amale shmar li ayayim v'esh malacha l'machar. The two things happen on two different days. Reuven's washing Shimon's chavitz on Sunday, Shimon's going to watch Reuven's chavitz on Monday, so it's not shmir b'baylam. The two shmiris are not happening at the same time. And as a result, it wouldn't be Shmir Babayim. Tana Rabbanan, a similar exchange in a Braisa. So, Shmar Li, I'll watch, or watch mine, Ve'eshmelcha, I'll watch yours. Hashileni Vashilcha, Shmar Li Vashilcha, Hashileni Ve'eshmelcha, Kulam Nasu Shem Yasachaz Elizeh. Vamai, same halachas on Mishnah. Shmir Babayim, the same Kasha, Amir Apopat, Amalei told him, Shmar Li, Ayyam Ve'eshmelcha, Lamach. It's not happening at the same time, it's happening on different days, thus it's not going to be Shmir Babayim. On the note of Shmir Babayim, the Gemara tells a story. Hanu Ahuloi. So Rashi has two pshatim on what these Ayahaloi were. Try to pronounce this. Either these were people that sold soaps, or they were people that sold besamim. Either way, the chol yoyim have a afil echad minayos. This is a group of salesmen. They were traveling salespeople. They used to go together, and they had an arrangement. This is the ruchel, right? Remember the ruchel? So they used to. They had a deal. The deal was one person would provide a meal for the group on any particular day. So they had some sort of arrangement. Ahu yoyma, says the Gemara, amr le lechad minayo, they told one of the people, zil afilon, go make us lunch. The Gemara initially thinks that it was that person's day, meaning they weren't asking him to do it on a day that it wasn't his responsibility. It was his day to do it. Amr le, he told him, literally glimai, no worries, I'm going to go put up a lunch for you, but in the meantime, could you please watch my glima, watch my cloak, ada asu, pashuba. So they were pashaya, they didn't watch the cloak, the ignav, and it was stolen. Asa l'kamid rapapa. So, nu, they all went to the entire, they went to rapapa. What's the halacha? Are the partners, these other salespeople, responsible for what happened to the cloak, or not? Says the Gemara, chayvin, rapapa said their chayv. Amalei rabbanu l'rapapa, the rabbanu told rapapa, amai, why potter, shmira bebailim hi. This is l'chura shmira pshia bebailim hi. It's ba'ol of imoy, and ba'ol of imoy, you're always potter. Now Rashi says, why was it ba'ol of imoy? She'afu b'malachtam hoya. He was, I guess, close enough. He was in the proximity of what was going on. He was or working for them, maybe related to the Gemara that we just learned. But the point is, it was a Shmir Babaylim. And Shmir Babaylim, even though it was a Pshia, you should be Potter. So the Gemara says, Ichsef, Rapapa was a little embarrassed. Meaning, he felt that he made a mistake. He had the wrong Pesach HaLacha. The Seif Egloi Milsa, Dahu Shaita Shikra, Havi Kashas. It's amazing how often Rapapa and beer come together in Shas. But the Gemara says, later they found out that these people were drinking beer at the time. Meaning, the person that had gone to prepare a meal had supposedly gone to prepare a meal. It's not really what happened. He was really in the local bar. He was drinking. And being that he was drinking, it wasn't considered Ba'alavimai. He wasn't doing his job. Thus, it wasn't. If it wasn't Ba'alavimai, so it makes sense that he should be Chayef. So meaning, even though Rapapa felt that maybe he made a toys in his Pesach Halacha, but the Hashkochot Gefir, that you find stories like this with Tzadikim and Gedolim, that sometimes they had a tremendous Yata Deshmaya, that even though maybe they had made a mistake, or they didn't really have much of a basis to issue a Pesach, the story with Ramesha and Aguna, but you have a lot of stories like this. The point is that Rapapa had the same thing. He had a Yata Deshmaya that had played out right for him. But the Gemara is surprised with Rapapa's psak to begin with. Rapapa felt that to the extent that the partner that went to prepare a meal was really preparing a meal, it would be considered ba'ol avimai. And the halacha is ba'ol avimai, the shomer is always potter. Even though the shomerim, based on the Gemara's understanding of the story, were pshim. The Gemara says pashuba. They were pashim. So the Gemara says it's really totally in a big shaila. It's not so pashit that a pashaya is potter by ba'ol avimai. That's all good according to the holds of pashaya is potter. I understand the whole story here. Why was Rapapa embarrassed at all to the extent that ba'ol avimai is not a ptur? Where there's a pashaya, being that they were pashim over here, then l'chayra, it should have been Pasha Rapapa's psak, says the Gemara. Elo hahu yoyma. It's muchach from the story that we had the story wrong. Meaning the Gemara is telling the story that it heard in the name of Rapapa. The story must have been a little bit different. The story was as follows: Hahu yoyma lavdi dehava. It really wasn't his day. The amru leila di day, and they told Reuven, go make us lunch. Zil afilon at. But Reuven says, on my day, why should I do it? He told about who agreed to kafinal chunutur glima. He says, if you pay me for it, I'll do it. He said, no worries, we'll pay you for it. What do you want? Watch my glima. He said, that was the schar that the person was getting, meaning they were now shoymeres ada asi ignit asul kamid rapapa, and it was sold. Chayvinu, and he was mechayiv them. Amalei Rabbanu Rapapa Hashmir Babai. Let me ichset l'savi loy milsa. He shaked the shigavisha. So what changed? What happened over here? What happened was originally the Gemara thought that the person that went to cook the meal, it was his day. It was his obligation to cook it. If it was his obligation to cook it, then it comes out he wasn't giving anything to the shomer. So he was a shomer chino. The people were shomer chino. So if they were shomer chino, Shemichinim is potting evavid. The only time a Shemichinim is chayiv is pshia. So the story that then Torah must have been where there was an element of pshia. If Rav Papa was embarrassed and he didn't say Ba'al of Imai, you see from here then that there's a svara of Ba'al of Imai even by pshia. But when the Gemara changed the story, the Gemara said that really it wasn't this person's responsibility. Being that it wasn't his person's responsibility, this person was actually doing something he didn't have to do. If he wasn't doing something, if he was doing something he didn't have to do, then the partners were really shomrei sachar. They were getting paid for watching the glima. How were they getting paid? The lunch that was being prepared for them. Because really that person didn't have a responsibility to prepare it. He was preparing it anyways. Thus, they were getting something for watching. They're getting something to have a shomrei sachar. Oh, if it's a shomrei sachar, maybe there was no pshia. It could be all that happened over here was Gnei Vaveda. And that's why there was a whole story over here, Balavim. That's where Papa was embarrassed when he didn't pass him Balavim. Meaning, if he was a Shoy Mechinam, then it would have been Muchach that what happened over here was Pshia. And still, Papa was embarrassed what happened to Balavim. Oh, must be that there's a Balavim even by Pshia. That's Gemara's Kasha. Hanichah. It only works according to one man, Damar, and Shas. But if the story was where they were Shoy Mechinam, then you don't need to say that they were Pshia. They weren't Pshia. So they really all that happened was a regular Gnei Vaveda. And that's why the Gemara thought that it's a tushtel to the halacha of Ba'al of Imai. Another story. There were two people that were walking together on a road. Chad Arich, one was tall. Vechad Gutza, one was short. Aricha Rachav Chamra, the one that was tall was riding on a donkey. Vabalei Sedina, and he was wearing a linen cloak. Gutza, the short person, Michsi Sarbala, he was covered in wool. Vechamaski Bekari, he also didn't have a donkey. He was walking. Kimati Lanahara, they came to a river. Shokli the Sarbala, he took off his wool cloak. Vaisfiloi Chamra, and he put it on top of the Chamar. Veshokli the Sedina Dahu, and then he took the linen cloth off his friend, Vichzibe, and he covered himself with it. The Gemara says, Shatfua Maya Lisidine. He was going through water, and the water ruined the linen cloth. Why did he do this? Because if the wool would go through the water, it would get really ruined. The lid is not going to get as ruined, so that's what he did. Also, the Kamide Rava. Now, the owner of the Sadin wasn't happy about what happened. He had the Sadin thing. He's sitting on a donkey. It wasn't going to get ruined. The person that's walking now very conveniently took his thing. He put it on. So he came to Rapap, Chayf. Rapapa said, Yechayef, you're a masik, Yechayef. I'm only Rabbanu the Rava, am I? Sheva Babaylami. The Rabbanu didn't understand because Rabbanu thought that what must have happened was he must have borrowed it. He just ripped it off him. He probably borrowed it. And if he borrowed it, he's a Shoyl. And even though a Shoyl is Chayef for everything, even for Einstein, let's say you want to tell me he was an Einstein. A Shoyl is Chayef and Einstein, but over here it was Sheva Babaylam. The Bailam was right there. So if the Bailam was right over there, so the Gemara says, Ichsef. Rava was embarrassed. He realized that he made a mistake. So if Goy Milsa found out afterwards that the story was different, the B'loi Daite, Shokleh, B'loi Daite, Yosef. He was never a Shoyl. He was a Gazlan. Oh, he's a Gazlan. If a Shteitzach, he's going to be Chayv and Isis. So another example of where Rava issued a Psak, made a mistake, but L'soif Gloy Milso, that really he got the Psak right, and similar to the Maisa with Rapapa, this was also in the context of a Shmiru B'Bailam. Ahu Gavr, the Ugele Chamer, the Chavr. One last Gemara, there was a person that rented a Chamer from his friend. Amale, Chazi, Loi Tezel B'Urchot and Harpakoit. So the renter told the person, being the owner, the master, told the Seicher, I'm willing to give you my Chamer, but don't go to Nahar Pekoyet. You know, don't take the parkway. Take a Maya, there's water over there. And if the water is going to ruin my donkey. Zil Baruch de Neresh. Instead, go Neresh. I guess he told him where he was going. So he told him, I'd rather you go this way. Don't use ways. So the Gemara says, the Lekamai. Also, Baruch de Narpakai. He didn't listen. And he went to the Urcha de Narpakai. Umis Chamara. And the Chamar died. Ki also, Omar. So when he came back, he told him, in Baruch de Narpakai. He said, listen, I must confess. I went to Urcha de Narpakai. Umiu Lekamai. But he told him there was no water. So being that there was no water, really the animal should have died. It died. Machmas Oynes. I'm a Soicher. Seicher, even in Kointer, Yehuda, Rameh, whoever the Tana is only a Shoyim HaSachar, he's Patronite Sin. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava. So Rava said, we believe him. You know why? Because Mali Lashaka, he has a migu. If he wanted, he could have told him, he could have said, I really went, I listened to you. There was no Adam, nobody knew what happened. So we know what happened. He's believed to say that I went, however, although ordinarily there's water there, today there was no water. Amalei Abaya, Abaya told him, no, he's not believed. Because Mali Lashaka, even though a person's believed in a migu, but there are certain times migu doesn't work. One of those times is migu b'makam Adam. Migu's not believed in Malkam Adam. This is like a migu b'makam Adam. Rashi says, why? Because even though there were no Adam, that there was water in the Har Pekoid, but there's an Ansah, because there always is water there. And being that there's always water, you're not believed with a migu to say something that the Anan Sahadi says you're for sure wrong about. So it's migu b'makam Anan Sahadi lo yamrina, just like migu b'makam Eidim lo yamrina. This is also a sugya. You find different places that Anan Sahadi is treated like migu. Most notably, Taisus right in the beginning of Pesachas Bava Kama, the reason Shnai Moichsa B'talos is Yachloiku, and it's not called Olam Gavar, etc. It's because Anan Sahadi, that what Reuven's holding is his, Anan Sahadi, what Shimon is holding, what's his. It's also a big halachic topic, comes up in the sugyas of Chalaf Stam and in other interesting areas in halacha. This is another example, in a more longish setting, where Migu B'makam Edom Layamina, and so too Migu B'makam Anan Sahadi Layamina.